We're going to talk about life insurance. Sean Scaturo joins us, director of the insurance advice for USAA. It is National Life Insurance Day. Sean, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. How are you doing today?
Very, very well. Life insurance. Today, National Life Insurance Day. Life insurance has been around, you know, for a couple of hundred years, life insurance, but a lot of people, I'm shocked here, Sean, the number of people, I guess, that have no life insurance. What is that number?
So what we're seeing is about 4 in 10 people don't have life insurance. So that's, you know, no insurance from an employer, no insurance privately owned.
And I mean, why is that? Are they just single people with no families, no survivors, the kind of person that says, hey, you know what? When I go, that's it. I got no money. I don't need to set up anyone, loved ones for the future. Is that the primary reason?
You know, I wish that was the case. But unfortunately, the people that are underinsured, they just simply run the gamut. Mm-hmm. It's families, it's individuals, it's people that are either in younger stages of life to older stages of life. It really comes down to a lot of consumers just not taking action.
Now, let's go over the types of life insurance. And I think I'm correct in saying there are term and whole life. Am I correct there? Are there any other different types?
So there's kind of two basic types. There's term insurance or temporary coverage, and then there's permanent insurance, which has things like whole life or universal life. Those are policies that are going to last basically for your entire lifetime.
And what are the particulars of those?
Well, term insurance is really designed for the things that you need to have paid for if you die. And so I'll stress those words. The things that you need to have paid for, like your mortgage or paying off any sizable debts or even just replacing income until someone's able to get to that next station in life. Mm-hmm. If you pass away, meaning it's untimely, it's unexpected.
Okay.
And then permanent life insurance on the other scale is to pay for the things that you want paid for when you die. So we know that that's more, you know, death and taxes. That's reality.
Yeah.
So you want to have things like your legacy planning. If you, it's important for you to have money given to family, then those are the things that you would buy permanent life insurance for. And permanent life insurance over time, it gains cash value, kind of like equity in your home.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and that's the kind of life insurance you can draw money on. One of these you can actually borrow against, right?
Yeah, your permanent life insurance policies are going to have that borrowing capability. Now, every policy is different. Like every car, there's a different make and model.
Yeah.
But you will have the ability to gain cash value over time and then be able to borrow from it or just cash out or withdraw from it.
Yeah.
So it does have that type of benefit.
And, you know, I hear the commercials for all these different companies, you know, like USAA and yours and others. And they really do, Amelia, they really do really bottom line it. If you have loved ones, if you are the sole earner in your family, you know, and you have a wife or a husband or a domestic partner and kids, you really have to think like I do. It's why I have a decent sized policy for my son, even though he's an adult now. If you go, how are they going to, you know, people say not just maintain a lifestyle. It's about just paying bills, right?
Yep. Absolutely. And I even think about it simpler than that. Like, what would my kids have to go through if I were to pass away yesterday? You know, are they able to stay in the same home? Are they moving in with, you know, my in-laws? Are they moving with, God forbid, moving in with my mother? You know, is there that family dependence forced to them?
Yeah.
Right? But I want my kids to be able to go to the same school they go to.
Sure,
right
yeah,
now.
Yeah. I mean, it's bad enough where they would be dealing with a death, but then again, like you say, having to completely change their lives, going from, you know, say a good-sized house to a small apartment, having to change school districts, you know, not being able to pay for that car they have. It really is something you gotta do, even if it means, you know, I do with less, I do without, so I can make my monthly insurance payment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I would say that the kind of the three basic rules when it comes to life insurance that I think about at least, that I would want to tell people. One, it's not as expensive as you think it is. So when you're trying to figure out how does it fit in my budget, a basic term policy may cost the same cost of a couple of pizzas a month. So it's really not dramatic. The second piece, again, stressing, like we've talked about, it's not about you. It's about those that you love.
Mm-hmm.
So when you kind of separate yourself from that purchase decision and you say, I'm buying this for those that I care about,
You
know your money's going further.
Mm-hmm.
And then lastly, third, keep it simple. Term insurance, if it's the first time you're buying life insurance, term insurance is probably the right thing for you. And then if you're trying to figure out how much coverage do I need, start with a basic rule of thumb. At least with USAA, we believe an adequate amount of life insurance starts with enough to replace 5 years of your income and pay off all of your debts.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to help take your family to that next stage, keep them afloat, going the way that things are right now, so that they can make those financial decisions like, mm-hmm. do I need to move? Do I need to relocate? But on their time, not on a hurried schedule.
All right, how can we get more info about life insurance and answer some of the questions for our listeners?
You know, we've got a great resource on USAA.com/life. It's an education center. It does also have the ability to get quotes and take action getting a policy put in place. So I would start there. And really, if it's something that's on your mind or your to-do list, take action. Make today the day and start going down the path of getting life insurance.
All right, USAA.com/life. Sean Scaturo, thanks so much, Sean. We appreciate it.
Hey, thank you.